There's a tradition in newspaper. When staffers leave the building for the last time, their colleagues applaud as they walk out, probably carrying a box full of old notebooks and mementos of a career. The staffers at the Capital Gazette had planned to do that yesterday. Danielle Ohl, a reporter for the paper, says it was to be mostly a symbolic gesture. But Tribune, citing COVID-19 concerns, locked them out of the newsroom in a nondescript office park on the edge of Annapolis that they had occupied for less than a year.
But we can't do that now, so we're just going to say goodbye out here, goodbye, to the place that we thought we were going to be in for years.
Then, joined by colleagues from the Baltimore Sun and other Tribune-owned papers, they piled in cars decorated with slogans like Shame on Tribune and Save Local News and headed into town in a raucous, horn-tooting caravan. They went around the State House, then past the University of Maryland Journalism School offices they shared after the 2018 mass shooting in their old newsroom, down to the city dock. Andrea Chamblee was in a large crowd who'd gathered there to support them. She's the widow of John McNamara, one of the victims of the 2018 shooting. She praised the staff for continuing to put out a paper, but she added, they can't keep doing that without a newsroom.
They can't just drive around with a laptop in their car and go to the McDonald's for the Wi-Fi to upload their story and take the picture from their iPhone and be everywhere they want to be and talk to everybody they want to talk to.
The staff had been working from home since mid-March, but reporter Danielle Ohl told the crowd they always saw it as a temporary measure to protect health and safety, nothing permanent.
Because we know that when you are in a community, you cover that community the way it deserves to be covered.
Tribune spokesman Max Reinsdorf said in a statement emailed last night that the company is, quote, sensitive to how challenging this decision is for our Annapolis-based employees. But they've been successful working remotely, he said, and they will be able to use space at the Sun's offices in Port Covington when it is safe to return to newsrooms. That's not good enough, said Rachel Pacella, a survivor of the shooting. She contends their coverage will suffer if they have to drive a half hour or more back to Baltimore to file their stories.
The bridge is going to hurt the number of things we can cover. It's going to hurt being able to run out the office for 10 minutes to go check something out to see if it's a story or not.
She said it was shameful that Tribune would kick survivors of the shooting out of a newsroom that was designed with their safety in mind.
That space, you know, we were only in it, the new newsroom, for about a year, but it was a tremendous place of healing for us. And this has shown that not only do they not care about the community, but they don't care about the journalists who, you know, have suffered in the past.
Ohl said they have no illusion they'll get their newsroom back. They just want Tribune to see that it's not just a bunch of disgruntled journalists, but a whole community that supports them. I'm Joel McCord, reporting in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.